We are in the middle of Tosfos Daf Hey Amud Beis, which Be'etzem we had already started this Chelek of Tosfos, but we'll go back to the Kasha. This is four lines from the top Tosfos Kishodes Ve'im Taima. Four lines from when this line starts getting wide. Ve'im Taima. Beheichi osi eish mibur v'chad me'inoch. The Gemara said that if it would say bur in any other of, we could learn out the other of is from this combination of bur and any other of. Beheichi osi eish mibur v'chad me'inoch. How can one learn out eish from bur v'chad me'inoch? Mala hanoch shekein en koyach acha meurabem. All these others, boir, shoir, mave, there's no koyach acha meurabem. Taima be'esh de koyach acha meurabem. Esh is a koyach acha meurabem. Dahavi kula. This is a kula. This is kill. Than all other of us, because it's a koyach acha me'urabayim. Now, before we see the raya of Tosfos, let us just explain what the kula of koyach acha me'urabayim is. As the Shita Mekabetzes in the beginning of Baba Kama, Dafi Hashita Daf Beizom et Beiz, the Beramaschel Karei Ha'ish. So the Shita Mekabetzes says, by Eish, kiven she'ein boi ruach hayim, since a Eish does not have a ruach hayim, ein boi koyach lahazik, ele im kein dover acher meurev boi, dahainu ho ruach hamoy lichoy. That means Eish is unique, that it is not capable of being mazik without adding on something else. All other mazikim, boir, shoir, mave, are capable to be mazik ba'asher usham. The lashon of the sheet is regel v'keren yesh bem ruach hayim, v'chol eis sheroitzim lahazik, yecholim lahazik. Eish is not capable of being mazik ba'asher usham unless a ruach will come. So this is a klishus in the mazik of Eish. So Tosfos is asking Akasha, so how could I learn out Eish from Boer v'chad mahanach? All these are capable of being mazik ba'asher usham, and therefore the Torah said, if you did not watch it, you're chayiv to pay. Mashen kein eish could become a mazik, but Basher Hushom it's not a mazik. So where do we find that one is chayiv to pay for such a mazik, which could become a mazik, which at the present time is not a mazik? That is Tosfos Kasha. Now, before we go further in Tosfos, Tosfos is going to bring a raya to this yisod from a gemara further. Davova Medalev. So I'd just like to learn a little of Davova Medalev and explain how Tosfos had understood the Gemara, and Tosfos is going to bring a raya to his kasha from the Gemara of Davova Medalev. Let us see the second shura of the Gemara. And Davov. We learn now that Tzada Shove from all the others to be Marbe Numazik. Hatzada shava shebem lasuyei mai. What could we learn out? Omar abaye lasuyei avnoi sakinoi umasoi sheinichon beroish gagoi. V'noflu beruach metzio vehiziko. A person put an oven on top of his roof, mistomet by the end of the roof, and the ruach metzuyah blew it down, and it was mazik. So we learn out from our Mishnah, from all the daladovis, that he's responsible to pay for the hezik. Frag the Gemara, Heichi Domi. What, how was this Avnei Sakina Masoi Mazik? Iba Hadi Dika Ozli Komaski. That a wind came, and while falling down, it was Mazik someone. Frag the Gemara, Heino Eish. This is a Teuda Veish. You don't need a Tzad HaShavet. Maishna Eish Tekoyach Achem Uruboim Amoin Chosh Mirosun Alecho. So, you don't need that tzadah shofar. Ve'elo abosar denaychi. So the Gemara says it's speaking about that, no, it wasn't mazik while it was falling. It fell, and then it's in the Rishus HaRabbah, and then a person went, or a person or behemah went, and was genizik from this heaven that was Rishus HaRabbah. Frag the Gemara, so what's the problem? Ida Afkerino, if he was Mafkerit, Ben Larav, Ben Lishmuel, Hainu Ber, so this is a Poshita Ber. Maishna Ber Shekain Tchilas Asiyose Lonezek, just like a Ber Tchilas Asiyose Lonezek. Uma Moincho Shmiros Nalecho, Haninami Tchilas Asiyose Lonezek. Uma Moincho Ushmiros Nalecho. Now, let us just look at Rashi Dibra Maschel Hainu Boir. But let us not see the whole Rashi. Let's just see what is Negeya to us. The last three lines of this Rashi, Dohanami Tchilas Asiyosan Lenezek, Dahavalei Laasukei Adaitei Desoifei Lipel Beruach Metzuya. Now, from this Rashi, we see a Moira Dikazach. From this Rashi, we see when do we consider he's a Koyre Boyer? When is he making the Boyer? So Rashi seems to be saying he's making the Boyer on top of his roof. That's why he's making the Boyer. So Rashi says, where's Tchilas Asiyos on Lenezek? So Rashi says, well, he the Havale Lasuki Ataiti the Saifa Lipo Baruach Metsuya. So by putting it on the roof, I'm making something which will be mazik. How? It's Ruach is going to come, and you don't have to be too great a chochem to be Royas Anoilet. So the Gemara had a Havamin, and we have to remember this, that the Gemara understood that he's a Kairei Boyer Baroy Shagak. I'm making a boil now. This is called, I'm making a boil. How is this called making a boil? Because the wind is going to come, this is going to fall into the Shusaraben, and then the person is going to trip on it and then be mazik himself. So the Gemara says, so what's the problem? This is a tolda of boil. Why do you need a ma'atzad? So let us skip two lines, and then we'll go to the Gemara. La'oilam da'afkerinu. He was mafkir, this Avnei V'Sakinai, for Leidami Leboyer. Ma Leboyer Shekein Ein Koyach Acha Me'ureh Boy. Toima Bahani Shekoyach Acha Me'ureh Bohem. So the Gemara is saying, this is worse than every boyer. Every boyer, when I make the boyer, it's capable of being mazik right away. This boil that I made this boil b'roi shagag. No, b'roi shagag, it's not capable of being mazik. You need a koyach achel to make it being mazik. You can't learn out this boil from that boil. That is the Gemara's pircha. So what did Tosfos see from this Gemara? So we have a murdike Gemara that's telling us that a mazik that needs a koyach achel to enable it to be mazik is weaker than Ber. Is weaker than Ber. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. You can't learn out Avnei Sakinei Bereish Gagoi from a Ber Bishus Harabim. A Ber Bishus Harabim is capable of being mazik right away. Avnei Sakinei is not capable of being mazik till a Ruach will come. So after we see this, that a koyach, a mazik, that needs a koyach acher in order to enable it to be mazik, is schwacher than a boyer. It's sicher schwacher than sher. because Sheher is a Ruach Hayim, it's also capable of being Mazik right away. The Mishnah says you can't learn out Eish from Sheher Amave because they have a Ruach Hayim, they can be Mazik right away, and Eish does not have a Ruach Hayim. So Memele, we have in the Mishnah that says that Eish is Shvacher than Sheher Amave. That's we have a Mishnah. We have a Gemara that says that Avnei v'sakinei that needs a koyach acha in order for enable it to be mazik is shvacher than boil. So Memele, so Toisvis comes not to the conclusion, so every eish is shvacher even than boil. The Gemara said it's shvacher, the Mishnah said it's shvacher than Sheremava, but it's shvacher than boil. That's why we have this Gemara. So Memele, so Toisvis says, Amore de kekashe. So what is pshat in the Gemara? You can learn out all the ovis from Boyer v'chad mahanach. I got news for you. From all your ovis, I have a picha ma'lahanach. Kein ein koyachacha muraboy. Eish is a koyachacha. That is pshat in Taisvis kasha. Now let us see again. In the venik in Taisvis. Hechi osi eish mi Boyer v'chad me'inach. Ma'lahanach. All other ovis, kein ein koyachacha murabem. So they're capable of being mazik right away. Toima ba'esh the koyach acha mu'urev boy, the havi kula. This is a klishus in the mazik. Midaporech besomoch kabay avnei sakinoi umasoi. Mala boy, then the Gemara says klo, aboy shekain ein koyach acha mu'urev boy. So therefore boy is chaya, but a mazik that you need a koyach acha in order to make it for a mazik, you can't learn out that from boy. So Mamela, so Taisus is asking, how can you learn out Eish from Boer in any other Mazik? That's Taisus Kashi. V'yesh loima, the Boer shenase b'loi koyachacha, choma me'avnei v'sakinoi shloi heziku balichosna laboso denaychu, v'loi nase Boer ela yidei koyachacha. So Taisus says, the Gemara you brought on the Avova Medalit, we are comparing two Boeres. We're comparing a boyer that was made in the Rishus Aram. We're comparing a boyer that was made on top of a roof. So the Gemara says the boyer that was made on top of a roof is not capable of being mazik till a ruach metzuya will come. So you cannot learn out this boyer from a boyer b'Rishus Aram. Avo, but Taisva said that's what the Gemara says, and that's taka gevaldik epilchet. Avol eish shahoylech umazik balichosay aydei koyach acher. But eish, that is true, that eish is not capable of being mazik without a koyach acher. That is true. But with a koyach acher, it is hoylech umazik. It can destroy cities. It can go on a rampage. So Memela, you take everything into consideration. Eish, that's true. It's not capable now of being mazik. But with the koyach acha, it can be mazik rachmon and it's love. So that is chomo mi ber she'enoi hoylech umazik elo bim koyman. So Memela, so Taisvis said a teretz on the kasha. So the teretz is that Eish take has this chasorim, this klishus, this kula, that it is koyach acha me'uraboy, but this chesoren is, creates it, makes it a mordik mazik, because through the koyach acha, but with the koyach acha, it's hoylech umazik. Masha'en came boyer, is taka, it could be mazik right away, but what could it be mazik already? It's not hoylech umazik, it's mugbul, it can only be mazik bim koymoy. So Taisva says, if you weigh Eish, can I get boil? I got news for you. Eish is more chomer than boil. Now, before we go further, this is what we were up to yesterday. Before we go further, I would like to speak at a chakira, and then we'll see the Gemara further, and then we'll try to learn Taisvis in a beinik. We had here a Taisvis that asked a shaila. Taisvis asked the Shaila, how can one learn out Eish from the other of us? Eish is weaker than the other of us. because it's koich hacham uruboy. And Tosfos answered, no. Eish is stronger than boir, because eish is oilech hamazik lemelchik. Eish is stronger than boir. So now, we can clear a hakira. We can say two svaras. One svara we could say, that be'emes, the only reason why Eish is chayy, with this chesaron of koyach acher uruboy, is because, but through this koyach acher, it's hoylech hamazik lemelchik. So that means Eish is starting off with a handicap, with a klishus. You know why it's takeh chayy? It's chayy because it's mazik lemelchik, it's hoylech hamazik. So this is a reason for the chiyuv. This is one way we can look at it. We can look at it another way. Not that this is a reason for the chiyuv. Eish is chayiv, even though it's koyach hacher uruboy, it's chayiv. If I want to learn out Eish from boir, so I'll say, how could I learn out? Boir has a choyma that Eish doesn't have. I'll tell you, but Eish is a chayma that Boyer doesn't have either. It's Hoylech HaMazik. So Mamela, I could learn out. But these things are only chumris studiim and not reasons for the chiyuv. That means you could look at this Hoylech HaMazik. For example, we have Tzabayishpul, we learn out, we'll learn out, Karen von Shane Regel. I'll learn that Karen from Shane Regel. So I'll say, you know, Shane is high. Let me learn that Karen from Shane. Nah, you can't learn that Karen. Shane is yes, I know Lazekai. So it has a chayma, what Karen doesn't have. So I said, look, you don't need this chayma. Regel also is high. Regel doesn't have this chayma of yes, I know Lazekai. Ooh, Regel is a different chayma. Zekai Motzi. No, you don't need a Zekai Motzi either because Shane doesn't have it. This, when we're learning the Tzadah Shavit, so what are we saying? Listen, these things are not reasons for Chiyot. No, it's Mechuyiv, it's Mamaynish Mirosan Alech. If you want to learn out one from one, I'll say, you can't learn out because Vinish Dvi, Shane, has a Chayma that Karen doesn't have. So I can't learn out one from one. But if I see that Regel also doesn't have that chayma, and Regel is also chayy, and Shane doesn't have the chayma that Regel has, and Shane is also chayy. So I see, ain't a chumris gurmai sasadin elatada shavashimah. The reason you chayma is mamayim chishmiros alech. Yeah, this is this chayma. But that is not the sibba sachir. It's a chayma each one has. And through a tzada shav, I can prove to you, you don't need this chayma. Because Shane doesn't have the chayma of Regel, Regel doesn't have the chayma of Shane. So memele, this is not the you know why you chayev? Mamayim chashmiros nalecha. So Karen is also mamayim chashmiros nalecha. That's how we learn out. This is if we assume that all these pirches which we had asked are not sibis. It's not reasons why you chayev. It's a chayma that Shane possesses. Like a better marshal we had before, let's learn out from Adam. Ma lo Adam shekein chayiv, let's learn out from Shem. Ma lo Shem shekein chayiv koifa. You can't learn that Adam from Shem, because Shem is chayiv koifa, Adam is not chayiv koifa. The chayiv koifa by Shem is not a reason when the Shem kills a Shem that you chayiv. But I see there's a chayma that Shem has over Adam. I see there's a chayma, an Adam pays dalet dvarim when he's mazik, an Adam. So that's a chayma that Adam has over Shem. Now these are not reasons for the chiyuv. These are chumres that each mazik possesses. And we have a seder, if you want to make a mamatzin, I want to compare two cases. So I say that you can't learn out one case from the other if the case number two is a chayma the case number one doesn't have. But with a mahatzad, I can prove you this is one way we could learn pshat, and let's call this the second way we can learn pshat, that all these things are chumras. So mamela, then we could learn a matzak. We can look at it in a different light than gatsum. We can look at it. Koyach acham uravoy is not a mazik. That's the chesalon of koyach acha. We never find the Torah was machayev a person, the shef to pay of something that might become a mazik. All other mazikim, Boyer is a mazik, Shein is a mazik, Regal is a mazik, Kerel, they're all mazikim already, they're compact mazikim. Eish, Koyach Acham Uravoy is not a mazik, it's not a mazik at all, it can become a mazik. Who says that the Torah was ever mechayiv tashlumim on something that has a potential, it could become a mazik? We don't find such a thing. So Taisus has said, but you know what, Eish Takya, you're right. Eish is an atom bomb, because Eish is Heilach HaMazik. Eish can destroy you, who knows what. So Memele, so we could understand that this Pirche and this Teretz is a serious Pirche that Eish shouldn't be Mechuyah, because it's not a Mazik. You know why it is Mechuyah? Because it's an atom bomb, it's Heilach HaMazik. So then we are learning that this is a reason. That means even though it has a very big cliches, it's not really a mazik, and we don't find something that should be a mazik, and should have to pay, that is, the basher usham, not a mazik, and have to pay. The reason the Torah was mechadish at Eishas Chayv is because it's such a terrible mazik of Eilach mazik, that is why the Torah ignored this chesaron of Koyach Acham Uravoy, and the Torah said, Eish is Chai. Now, let us go back to the Gemara, before we go to Tosfos. The Gemara was speaking about that a person made a boir on top of the roof. He put a stone there on the edge of the roof, and the wind is going to come, and the wind will blow it, and it's going to go down in the Rishus HaRabim, and someone might trip over it and be mazik himself. That the Gemara, so I made a boir, a potential boir. It's not a boir. On the roof, there's not too many shvorim which are walking on the roof, which will trip over the boir. But I made a potential boil because to a ruach mitzuya, this might go down into the Rishus HaRabim, and the Gemara says, and it might be mazik after it lands, it might be mazik, someone might trip over it. Someone might be mazik. So that was the Gemara. So the Gemara asked Akasha, you can't learn out from boil. You can't learn out this avnei sakine from boil. Boil, when you made a boil, it's a complete mazik already. It's not a potential mazik, it's a complete mazik, it's b'koyach l'azik. This oven that is on top of the roof, it's a koyach acham uravoy, it's not a mazik yet. It can become a mazik. So how could you learn now, if I made a boy on top of the roof, which is a potential boy, how could you learn out an oven on top of the roof from when I put on an oven in the middle of a shusara? You can't learn it out. So now, let us look at the Gemara, which we had started learning. So the Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, Leidomi leboy, ma leboy shekein en koyach achem uraboy, toima bahani shekoyach achem uraboy. That was the kasha, and that's how Tosfos Lomshan, the Gemara's kasha. You cannot compare when I make a boir on top of the roof to a boir that I make in the middle of Rishus HaRabim. A boir in the middle of Rishus HaRabim is already a compact mazik. A boir on top of the roof is I'm making a potential boir. But this is not a mazik, Masher Hoshav. So the Gemara, let's continue with the Gemara. Eish techiach. No, that's no problem. Mala eish kein dalkalech lahazik, ber techiach, b'chozer adin. Now, that what the Gemara said, eish techiach, is dependent on the hakira we mentioned before. If we said, according to the second mahalach we wanted to say, that really this shaila of koyach acha ma'uraboy is is not a reason for ptur. In not a hoilech or mazik is a reason for chiyuv. No, it's a chayma. That means a boyer b'shus harabim doesn't need a koyach achen. A boyer on top of the roof needs a koyach achen. So that's a pircha. You can't learn out this boyer from this boyer. The boyer on the ground has a chayma, what the boyer on the roof doesn't have. Right? So I'll say, eish, this weakness, this klishus that this boyer has, eish also has this klishus. And from that, svegen eish is chayiv. So you see, it's not ekvelt. Svegma says, yeah, that's true, but eish has a different chayma, which this boyer doesn't have. Eish is hailechamazik, and this is not hailechamazik. Someone says, oh, that, you're right, it has a different chayma, but boy doesn't have this chayma. Now make a ma'atzad. This is, if I'll learn pshat, that all these things are only together chumras and kulas, not reasons. These are chumras and kulas. So maybe I'll say, well, the boy has a chayma over avnei sakina baroi shagak. Fine. Eish techiyach. Eish also has this kula, what Avnei Sekina has. Eish is a different chayma. Be'yachiyach. But, if I will assume that the only reason Eish is chayiv is because it's hoylech a mazik, that means a potential mazik is not a mazik. But the only reason the Torah was mechayiv Eish was because, even though it's a potential, which I really should pater Eish, but since Eish is such create such catastrophes, that is why the Torah was Mechayev Eish. If I assume it's a reason, then the Gemara is shreklich difficult. Because then we have to understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, you can't learn out. Avnei sekine b'roish gagi from a boyer, because it's not a mazik. It can become a mazik, not a mazik. So the Gemara says, Eish techiach. Please. Eish also would be potter. The only reason Eish is chayiv is because Eish can create a catastrophe. So, that's a reason for chayiv. So you can never learn that Avnei sekine from Eish. Then the Gemara is apella. If we learn it's a reason, the Gemara is a pella. If we learn it's tamazaya chayma, so then the Gemara is very understandable. Now we will see Taisvis. So Taisvis said, Oish eisha hoylech umazik palichose de kaychacha, chomo mi bosh en hoylech umazik amakoyme. So Taisvis now held that this is a reason. The reason why Eish is chayiv, even though it's only a potential mazik, is because it can create a catastrophe. So Taisvis had a problem. And we'll skip over what Taisvis is going to answer on this kasha, because Abba Kaponim. Taisus understood this way. Taisus had a tremendous problem. Let's skip it over. We'll come back soon. Inami, a few lines down. Taisus says, "Hainu de porich." Yeah, that's from the Gemara's kasha. Ma'aleish sheken koyech achem mura baydide chamo yaisa. Eish is more chamo than avne v'sakine b'roish gagoy. Sheidei zohilach amazik lemelchik. That's takibshav the Gemara's kasha, but it's only a chayma. If it's a chayma, so I'll say b'yechiyah. That is the second teretz of Taisvis, and Taisvis learned that this is only a gedda of a chayma, and therefore I can make a matzad. You don't need this chayma, but it doesn't have this chayma. Fine. Taisvis tachsechmir in the first mahalach learned pshat that it's a reason. And therefore, if this is a reason for chiv, that means there's no such case that a Torah would be mechayv a potential mazik. He's not a mazik, not to talk about. Besides Eish, because Eish can create a catastrophe. So if we're talking about Avnei v'sakinoi, who is only a boyer, and is not even a boyer, he can become a boyer, you can't tell me a shechiach. And this was the problem of Tosfos. And that's why Tosfos in the first Teretz is a whole different mahalach. Now let us go back to the first Teretz of Tosfos. Oho, de koma besomach eishtechiach, shekein koyach acher meureboi vachayev, hachi perushoi. Aval gav de koyach acher meureboi, vachshivi lei, eish, hachi perushoi, aval gav de koyach acher meureboi, by eish. Shivi lei kilu ba'atzmoi oise esakoyo. It's choshev keilu, he's doing it. V'chayev mishum chitzov. Ochinami afal gav dekoich achem ma'ura boi. Shuvim kilu ba'atzmoi oisei esaber hazeh v'loi koich achem. Now, Tosfos in the first Teretz is saying a mouthful. And let's try to explain what the first Teretz is. Tosfos, let's just say oisevainik what the first Teretz is, and then we'll see inevainik what Tosfos. Tosfos held, we had mentioned Tosfos in the Kasher held, that I'm making the boyer on the roof. That the Kriyas HaBoyer is on the roof, but really on the roof, it's not, I'm making, it's only a potential mazik. And the Gemara asked, Mala Nesik Shken Kerech HaChemura, but you can't learn out Avnei Sakinoi Baruch Gagai from HaBoyer. So Tosfos said, the Gemara said, Eishtechi. Now, what was the Gemara Machadish now? Gemara Machadish Shemet is 100% right. You're 100% right. When he put the stone on the roof, he didn't do anything yet. He didn't make a mazik, though. Come a mazik. He didn't do anything. He's not responsible for that action. Fine. So good. He's not responsible. You know when he becomes a koire boyer, when it falls on the ground. It's kan shayla ben. It falls on the ground. I didn't make it fall on the ground. We made it fall. If I put it on the roof. If you're going to tell me for putting on the roof, I'm not responsible because it's not a bear yet. So putting it on the ground, I got news for you. I didn't put it on the ground. The wind put it on the ground. Sampoto. So he says, no. There's a mazik of eish. There's a mazik of eish. When the eish burns, and you lit a candle, and the wind came, and the curtains got caught, and it burned down your neighbor's house, why are you chayev? You're chayev mishum chitzov. Now, before we go into this, is a whole machlekes fight on the second peg, but let us just learn the Tosfos pashtus thing. Tosfos is saying, ishay mishum chitzov, which means, why am I chayev? The Torah considered that when you light a fire, which the wind can take it along and it can be mazik, who knows where, who knows what. So whatever the fire does, we consider like you did it. It's like you threw an arrow. The Torah was miyaches. The pulas haruach to what like you did. And that's together ishay mishum chitzav. Ishay mishum chitzav is keilu the Adam did it. So memele, so whatever the eish did, it's like I did it. Fine. Shalem yishalem hamaver asabeira. So the kaloshin in the pasuk, you have to pay the one who made that fire. Not your candle. You made that fire. That's what your next door neighbor's house is burning down. You made it. Hamaver es habeira. The Torah calls you the maver es habeira. You made that fire. The Torah considered that this, the traveling of the eish through the ruach metzuah is like, you did it. Fine. We'll come back to this soon. So Mamele, so Tosfos says, so the Gemara is saying as follows. You're 100% right. When you put it on the roof, you didn't do anything. There's nothing. It's not a mazik. It's not 100% right. We have no time. You can go to sleep. The Bible tells me it's on the roof. You know what we're mechayev? When the wind came and the wind put it on the ground. And now we have a ber b'shusa rabin. Now we knock on your door and you say, Rabbi, you made a ber b'shusa rabin. You made a ber b'shusa rabin. Me? Yes, you sure did. Eish techiach. Whatever happens through a ruach metzuya by eish, the Torah was meyaches et kilu, you did it. So it's kilu, you made this ber. So Mamela, if you made a boil, this is a complete boil. It's not a potential boil. You made a, when the boil, when the heaven falls, it's not a potential boil. This is a real boil. And you made it. That's Pshat Eish Techiach. Now let us again see the Loshon of Taisvitz, and I'll just say over a Loshon of Achazenish to make it a little, this is the first Teretz of Taisvitz. So Taisvitz says, this is pshat. By every eish, avogav the koich achem uruboy, v'chashivi lei, we consider by eish, ki ilu ba'atzmoy oise esakel. We consider, let's be medayk to l'shoynis, ki ilu. That means, Kilo is kilo. They're like we say, we put on tefillin. Kilo ki amti. Aval kaponim is a kilo. Kilo ba'atzmoy oise esakel. Kilo he's doing it. V'chayev mishum chitzo. And by eish yochayev mishum chitzo. Hochinami aval gav de koyech acha mohureboy. Even though this bayr was created in a reshus harabim through a koyach acher, is keilu ba'atzmoy oises haber. It's just like he made the boil, but like koyach acher. That I learned out from Eish. That's shot in the Gemara. So the Gemara and the Teretz, according to the first Mahalach and Tosfos, the Gemara and the Teretz fell off. You're 100% right. For I'm not considered a koyre boyer al roish agag because it's not a mazik yet. I'm a koyre boyer when it falls down in the reshus rabim. Who made it? Me? Yes, keilu you made it. And this I learned out from Eish. But I just want to mention one thing. There is a the Chazon Ish says, let's give a shtikel akdome. There's a machlokes in the Gemara in the second parak. Ishe mishum chitzov, ishe mishum b'moinai. That means, one man, the Yoma says, ishe mishum chitzov, it's like, I shot an arrow. According to this man, the Yoma, if there was a person tied up, let's say there's a person tied up 10 feet away, and I lit my candles, and I left the room, and the curtains got caught, and then this person got burnt, got killed, I'm a reitzayach. That's Isha Mishim Ritzov. You're a reitzayach. You did it. It's called, you killed him. But you're dying. I'm called a reitzayach. That's Isha Mishim Ritzov. Now, there are certain cases, we won't get into the complexities, there are certain cases that this man yom also is Isha Mishim Mamoinai. It's not considered your maise. It is only, it's Isha Mishim Mamoinai. So the Chazon Ish says, but ishe mishum mamoinoi, but the gedar hachiyav is ki ilu it's your chayt. That means it's really not your chayt. And if you kill someone, in certain cases, you won't be chayit because it's not chitzav. There's only a chiyav to pay. There's a chiyav mamoinoi. But the chiyav mamoinoi is not because my eish was mazik. What's yours? The flames are yours. You know, there's anybody mamish. You don't possess anything. The geder achiv is geder chitzov. It's keilu, you did it. And legabi chiyu. So you mechuyev, keilu, you did it. So memele, so that is pshat and taisus. That's what the Chazon Ish says, pshat and taisus. Chazon Ish says that the taisus is telling us, just like by Eish, when I'm mechuyev to pay, why am I paying? Why am I paying for Yenim's house? Because it's ke'ilu, I burnt it. So, I really didn't burn it, but it's ke'ilu, I burnt it. The Torah said you have to pay for that, for this ke'ilu. So the Gemara said, you know, it's ke'ilu, you made the boil, and you'll have to pay for it. So then the Gemara said, Kasha, listen, there's a difference. There's a ke'ilu because I have to pay because I made a bigger mazik. It's Eilach HaMazik. Here, this Boyer is not Eilach HaMazik. That's a Pilche. Zmal says, no, listen, no. The Boyer Yechich, you don't need the mile of Eilach HaMazik. But Al Koponim, these are the two Mahalchim in Taisvist. Now, let us go further. Vim Taima. Beheicha Osa Kulu Me'esha Boyer. Now, Taisvist is going through all the cases with a fine comb. The Gemara said, we can learn out all the mazikim, we can learn out all the mazikim from Boyer and Chad Mahanach, Eisha Boyer. In fact, Taisus Mala Eisha Boyer, Shekein Maisov Gormuloi. In the Parch Lekamon, Gabi Boyer HaMizgalgu, Veishnami Maisov Gormuloi, Shehidlik HaEish. Now, I'd like to explain a little bit what Taisus is saying over here. There's a Gemara later, on the Avov Medalev. The Gemara speaks about such a scenario. A person went, and he put on the street, he put on, let's say, he put on Saddle River Road, he put a stone at the beginning of Saddle River Road. Right? Now, if a behema will go and trip over the stone and they become genizik, you're balabaya. That's push. You're balabaya. That's push. But the Gemara says something happened. He put this the stone in the beginning of Saddle River Road, and then people were walking and behemoths were walking, and this stone got started traveling. Baruch Hashem, no one tripped over it, but it's traveling. People kicked it and those unintentionally. And now it's in the middle of Saddle River Road. Right. The middle of Saddle River Road. So someone now, a behemoth, passes by the stone in the middle of Saddle River Road, and it falls on the stone, it gets genizik. So the Gemara wants to say, who's chayev? The one who put it in the beginning of Saddle River Road. That's called a ber hamizgalgal beragle odom beragle behemoth. I made a boyer, got in the beginning of Saddle River Road, but it got started rolling, and now it's in the middle of Saddle River Road. And it's high, and someone got kinesic. Mo wants to say, the one who put it down and the street is high. So Mo says, I want to learn out from boyer. Mo says, listen here. Mala boyer shekei maisav gormuloi. His maise was goyrem this hezek. His maise, his action of putting down the boyer in the beginning of Saddle River Road, that made that the animal that passed by the beginning of Saddle River Road broke its neck. That his maise was goyrem the hezek. Over here, by boyrem is kalgo on children. He put the behemoth that broke its neck was in the middle of Saddle River Road. It's maise of komoloi. Killing half a boil. This is a Gemara Zakasha. The Gemara has a whole pilpul. Why you're chayiv in such a case? Most of you are chayiv and make a matzah. Mal Koponim, from the Gemara we see that the mazik of boil is, mice of gomolai. That's a chayma. You can't learn out some of it. Rektach Taisvis Azai. Rektach Taisvis. Boyer is Maise of Gomoloi. That means my Maise was Mesavev Vazik. This is my Maise. The Shoyer is not Maise of Gomoloi. I didn't do anything. I was negligent in watching the Shoyer, but I didn't do anything. Boyer, Maise of Gomoloi. Now Taisvis says, Eish is also Maise of Gomoloi. Taisvis understood. That means the Shitas HaTaisvus is only chayv if you lit the candle, then you're chayv. If you didn't light the candle, you're not chayv. You're only chayv at Shitas HaTaisvus if you lit the candle. So what brought about that your neighbor's house burnt down? Maisa Yodel is spoiled. It's Maisa Gomoloi. So how could you learn out a behemoth that can learn out shame? Regal, Karen, from Eisha Boyer, I'm sorry, these two have a chayma of mice of gomelai. Then you're mechuyif to pay. My animal was mazik. I'm innocent. I'll send you a letter of condolences, but I didn't do anything. I should have watched him. You're right. I'm sorry. No better the next time. If you want to learn out a behemoth, Sheriff from Boyer and Aish, how can you learn that? That's his discussion. Same with Boyer, one second. We tell me, hey, how's it cool? She came mice of Gomeloy. Aish Boyer is mice of Gomeloy. So how could you learn out, Karen from Shane Boyer? That's his discussion. The poor lekamo, gabi termes begalgu. Veish nami mice of gomuloi she hidle kaish and they sold Johnny Chayv if you are madlik deish. Be a shloima. So Taisus says that's true. You have to be madlik deish in order to be chayiv. But lechoshim eis mice of gomuloi given sheruach messiah. Since the ruach is messiahya in the damage, so mamela. Therefore, it's not called mice of gomuloi. The imtaima. Like Taisves, fine, so Mamela, so therefore you can learn out from Boyer and Eish, Mala Bershe, came Ice of Gomeloy, Eishach here. Fine, you can learn out. The imtaima. Now Taisa has a new problem. Mi Boyer Vodam Nami. Boyer Vodam Nami Heichi Osu, Mala Boyer Vodam, she came Ice of Gomeloy. Oh, here we have a good kasha, and the Eidon have a teretz. How can you learn that from Boyer Va'odom? Boyer, the Gemara says, close mice of Gomeloy. Your actions were Masavav to Hezek. You made a Boyer here. That's why someone broke his neck. Fine. That's mice of Gomeloy. Odom a Mazik? Zich a mice of Gomeloy. You a Mazik. So how could I learn that, Shoyer? The Gemara says from Boyer and any other Mazik you can learn out. How could I learn that, Shoyer, from Boyer Va'odom? That's the Isfiz Kash. V'yeshloima da'osi mi boir va'odam yoshom, ha'inayfo min agag beruach sheinim mitzuye, t'chayiv k'doma lekamon b'soif perit sheinim. Taisva says that we learn out from odam yoshom or an odam shenofo min agag beruach sheinim mitzuye t'chayiv. So let's explain each one. Odam yoshom, that means a person was sleeping. And he knew that we had Taisus before, speaking about when he lay down on the bed, he knew on the bed is a crystal vase there on this bed, and he also knew that when he's sleeping, he moves his feet, his hands, and it's... Anyway, he went to sleep, but when he was mazik, he didn't have the faintest idea that he's breaking a crystal vase. For all practical purposes, he was dreaming that he was saying a shir, and he wanted to say, and he gave a shtup with his hand, and boom, he woke up also. He heard the crystal crash. Al kaponim, that is not called myself, because it was done without past. It was done mamish, without any intention to do it. Why is he chayiv? Odom shmiras kufay olov. Before you go to sleep, Rabbi, look what's on the bed. You're mechuyev to watch yourself. Odom shmiras gufay olov. But to call this ma'aseh gomeloy, I did it. I'm sorry. That's not called I did it. I was sleeping. It was done without any das. It's not called ma'aseh. That's this case. Now, the case of nofal beruach she'ene mitzuyev. So the Rishash asked the kasha, why did Taisa have to say Nofo Baruch Shein Mitzuy? Taisa just said before Ruch Mitzuy is also called not called Mais of Gomeloy. This is the Rishash's kasha. Say one third from Goyim Radon Agarish Shlita. He said pshat, and Taisa says follows. He said pshat that Taisa said before by an Eish, if I lit a candle and the wind came. And his house burned down, my neighbor's house burned down. It's not called, I did it. At least I lit a candle, but the wind went and brought the ash to his house to burn it. It's not called Mais of Gomeloy. But Rav Don said, if a person is on a roof, and the ruach mitzuyah threw him down. And now he's flying, and he hit someone, and he's mazik someone. This is called Ma'is of Gomeloi. I did it. This is not like an Aish. I went and fell on top of him. I was mazik him. This is Emes of Ma'is of Gomeloi. So that's why Tosfos has to say a case. So he said Pshat and Tosfos, but Aruach Sheinim Metzuya came, it's not called Maisov. This was an unexpected thing to occur. A tornado came, and all of a sudden he was laying peacefully, getting a sunbath on top of the roof, and all of a sudden a tornado came, and he finds himself all of a sudden on top of someone's head. Al Koponim, so really that is not called Maisov because he's an Onus. The Chiyav is Mechuyiv to pay because Adam Shmiris Gufay Olov and Adam is Chai Ben Bainis Ben Barotzen. But in Maisov Gomoloi, it's not considered Maisov Gomoloi. Vim Taima, Mi Boer Veregel Eichiyosi, Ma Boer Veregel, Shekein Ezekan Motsui. But Boer is not more motzui than any of the other ovis.